fragmented trade patterns and what it means for global commerce from over 1,400 cities and 140 countries. We bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ruta Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at The K Financial News, and you can find me at Ruta Dong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital, Rwanda's investment powerhouse. Elevate your franc investments with the Aguka Unit Trust Fund, offering impressive returns of up to 10.4%. Dive deeper into the world of this and more opportunities at www.bkcapital.rw. Established trade patterns are fragmenting, while emerging regional trade deals center increasingly on resilience and regulatory cooperation rather than market access. What does this mean for the multilateral system and business strategies? Nigeria's Finance Minister Wale Edu weighs in.
I think we now have, as you say, fragmentation of the world trading system. We all know the gains from international trade. And basically, as a result of COVID and all the other sort of trouble spots that we have in the world now, we do have a pushback from globalization and what I would call a regionalization of trade and trading blocks. And one of the most important for us in Africa, of course, is the Africa Continental Free Trade Area Agreement in 2019. That is 1.3 billion people and is worth about $3.5 trillion. It's very important for us, but at the same time, we do want to benefit from this, what I would call a regionalization of trade, in the sense that production is now being brought closer to the consumer. And we have in Nigeria a large market, where the one of the largest economies in Africa, and we do have a large domestic market. And I think we want to benefit from the onboarding, I would say, of production. So rather than bringing it across the miles, basically producing locally. And so I'm speaking to foreign direct investment. We see that within the context of what's going on now, our push for development is through foreign direct investment, and we think this is a good time for that, notwithstanding that we do have a regional customs union, a regional tariff area, which is the African Continental Free Trade Area. We're trying to get the economy growing again, get inflation down, get the exchange rate stable. And of course, that gives us a chance to bring down interest rates. And so domestic and foreign investors have that opportunity to use what is a relatively sophisticated domestic market as part of their financing, in addition to the equity they bring in. So our emphasis, as a result of the environment that we have now, I think our emphasis is to focus even more on what the investor needs and to deliver it to them, because that is our path to growth, that's our path to development.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. In Angola, Angola's crude oil output stayed on the recovery path in February, the second month the country effectively left OPEC. The recent domestic production figures and the higher-than-expected global oil price bode well for an upward revision of their 2024 Angolan fuel export forecast. In DRC, copper and cobalt output reached new highs in 2023 due to healthy production from several mining operations. The anticipation is production figures will post solid gains this year, but not the same magnitude as seen in 2023. And a quick trip around Africa. Ghana's gross domestic product grew by 3.8% year-on-year in the fourth quarter of 2023, the fastest pace since quarter two of 2022, following a 2% growth in the previous quarter. The industrial sector expanded after four straight quarters of contraction. Considering full 2023, the economy expanded 2.9%, significantly below the 3.8% in 2022. A plant by British majority owner of consumer goods company PZ Cursons Nigeria to fully acquire the Lagos-listed organization and take it private fell apart after a key regulator withheld an assent necessary to take the transaction further. The Securities and Exchange Commission of Nigeria declined the company's request for its no objection to the PZ Cursons Limited holdings. Shares in the company, which had constantly traded at 40 naira over the past 12 days, have fallen by 7.5% on the Lagos Customs sheet after the news reached the public. PZ Cursons Limited owns 73% stake in PZ Cursons Nigeria, its local subsidiary, and has been on the drive for over half a year now to talk shareholders into selling their holdings. PZ Cursons Nigeria shares currently trading at 40 naira means the core shareholders need to increase the last offer its table to minority stakeholders by 74% to be at par with the present market price and further raise it afterwards to attract sellers and keep its ambition alive. That option is seemingly out of the question now, with the company's strained financial position and the prevailing market conditions likely to make a buyout unattractive for its core investor. Consumer goods giant Unilever has announced plans to cut around 7,500 jobs globally as part of its overhaul, aimed at saving around 684 million euros over the next 3 years. The Marmite Dove soap firm said the jobs affected were largely office space and that the move came as it looked to invest in technology to boost productivity and save money. The group said staff would be consulted about the cuts, but it did not reveal where they will be made. The jobs are expected to go over the next 2 years. South Africa's annual inflation rate rose to 5.6% in February of 2024, up from January's 5.3%, slightly above market forecasts of 5.5% and moving further from the central bank's preferred 4.5% midpoint of the 3 to 6% target range. It's the highest reading in 4 months, mainly due to accelerated prices for transport, housing and utilities and miscellaneous goods and services. Conversely, inflation primarily slowed for food, reaching a near two-year low of 6.1%, down from 7.2% in the previous month. Meanwhile, the annual core inflation, which excludes food and fuel prices, picked up an eight-month high of 5% from a prior 4.6% and coming more than market estimates of 4.8%. Monthly, the CPI jumped 1%, the largest growth since March of 2023 and following 0.1% rise in January. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website, that's thekfinancial.com, and don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at the K Financial, and you can find me at Vithadong.